Sefer Dvarim is the Sefer where Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musar to Bnei Israel right before he passes away. And he learns this lesson from Yaakov Avinu, where right before Yaakov, he calls all his children to him by his bedside, and he gives them a little bit of a little Musar. And so Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parsha needs Savin, and also in the beginning of next week's Parsha, which Vayelech, normally they're paired together, and normally it's a double Parsha, but not this year. And the Korban Ha'ani brings out a beautiful insight related to what exactly is the Musar that he's telling them based on the beginning Pasuk from each of these Parshios. And he says that a Malach is called an Omed. A Malach is someone that is stagnant. A Malach has zero room for improvement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Malach as a perfect individual, specifically designated to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. And that's it. They have no way to grow. They never go down, and that's just how they are. They're stagnant. But a human being is called a Holich. A human being has so much potential to grow, and it should constantly be moving and growing higher and higher. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Musar to Bnei Israel, he says in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem. You're standing, nitzavim, you're standing still today. You're not moving, you're not growing, you're not getting any better, you're not improving yourselves. You're stagnant. It has to begin in next week's Parsha. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is a holich. Moshe, at 120 years old, is still growing, is still wanting to get better, wanting to improve upon himself. And the Eretz Zvi says an idea that there are 50 levels of purity, 50 levels of tahara. And there's an idea that Moshe Rabbeinu reached the 49th level. And it's assumed that a person in this world could never reach the 50th level. But the Kazakh lover Rav says that on the words Chaser Echad, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's lacking one, he's only at the 49th, he says, the Kazakh lover, that Chaser Echad is the 50th level. That the 50th level is to know that there's always more to grow. The 50th level is realizing, I am not perfect. And when a person has that mentality, that they're imperfect, and that there's still room for improvement, that itself is an amazing milah. I heard a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Benevitz when I was in my years in Reshit. He asked the following question. He says, picture a Shana Aleph kid who around Rosh Hashanah time basically just got off the plane, and picture a Shana Bet kid who over the year prior had a huge transformative experience. And if you were to think about which one of them at that moment, the Shana Aleph kid about to experience Rosh Hashanah, and the Shana Bet kid about to experience their second Rosh Hashanah in Yeshiva, if you were to say, ask, which one of them really believes in the power of change more? Which one believes that a person could really change? So the assumption, of course, would be that it's got to be the Shana Bet kid, because the Shana Bet kid's looking back to their year, and they're saying, look how far I've come. Look how much I've grown. Look at my midos now compared to the way my midos were a year ago. Look at my skills in being able to learn Gemara, being able to read Hebrew at a higher level. Look how much I've grown. Look how much I've changed. Of course he believes in change. And what a Shana Aleph kid, they've been pretty stagnant a lot of times. Hopefully, as a high school Rebbe, I can say hopefully we're able to inspire our students. We're able to help them grow and to for them to be great Bnei B'nos Torah. But at the same time, a lot of times there's only a certain amount of degrees that a person's needle really shifts from freshman year to senior year. And that Shana Aleph kid is probably thinking, you know what? I don't know how much I really believe in my ability to change. So that's the assumption. But Rav Benevitz turns it on its head. And Rav Benevitz says it is exactly the opposite. Because the Shana Aleph kid, he has seen his siblings and he has seen his older friends come back and have had transformative experiences. And he knows that this is what's going to happen to him. He knows that maybe some of the things he's doing, or maybe the amount of times he goes to Minyan, or the amount of brachos that he or she makes, the amount of Torah that he's learning, he knows that it's about to get infinitely greater. And he knows that it's likely that he's going to change, that he's going to have a transformative year. It might be a little scary to think about that, because usually we're very comfortable with how we are, but he knows this is what's going to be. This is going to be his year. And coming into Rosh Hashanah of Shana Aleph, he knows this is going to be a huge year of change, and he sees the power and the koach of change. He sees it about to happen, the potential for what's going to be in the coming year. But the Shana Bet kid, actually, says Rabinovitz, has a very difficult time believing in the change. Because you know what he thinks? He thinks, look how far I've come. I can't imagine changing anymore. I can't imagine working on my midos any more than I have over the past year. I can't imagine really being able to read Gemara that much better than I am right now. And to the Shana Bet, it's actually very difficult to believe in change. And I think, I don't know how old you are, whoever is listening, but assuming you're older than Shana Bet, if you are, then it actually makes it even more difficult to believe in change. Because each and every one of us are pretty much set in our ways sometimes. And we think, you know what, I've wanted to work on this for myself, I could say. Honestly, there's certain things I want to work on, I've wanted to do for 15 years. And you know, I still haven't actually done it. There's certain things, maybe I've moved the needle a little bit, but I certainly haven't achieved my goal. And 15 years later, after wanting to do something, you know what we tell ourselves? We say, this is it, it's not going to change. And it's so much harder to believe in the power of change the older we get. The more set we are in our ways, the more rigid we become. And we have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to see the fact that we have so much potential in us to change. And Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high level, he still said, you know, I want to get better. I want to get so much better, and I still believe that I could grow. And when is this? When was Parshas Nitzavim said? It was said the day Moshe died. It was said on Zayin Adar. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking in Zayin Adar, imagine being in the middle of Adar and saying, you know what? I want to grow. I want to get better. I want to change my ways. I want to work on my midos. Imagine saying that in Adar. Halavai, right now, it's a few days before Rosh Hashanah, we should have that mentality. That's our goal now. Our goal is to believe in the koach of change, to believe that we could become better people, to set realistic goals, and to look at ourselves in the mirror honestly and say, what can I improve on for the year to come? Because we have to know and we have to believe that we can change. And Be'ez Hashem will change for the better, and we'll tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can do it, and we're going to take that into action.